It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 732. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. Please leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeTechShow. The show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at MikeTechShow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. You can also go directly to instanthousecall.com. Remember to mention you heard it here on the Mike Tech Show to get your first 3 months at half price. This show is also brought to you by Magnus Box at magnusbox.com. This is your sole online secure backup for workstations, servers, Linux, Mac. I am now backing up my Macs here as a practice because I have a few Macs that I want to roll this out to, but I wanted to become an expert at setting it up, seeing it run. And I have some tips I'm going to offer back to Magnus Box because Macs go to sleep, and when they go to sleep, you can miss it. So there are utilities which I have no sleep, a program, and I want to work it out where it schedules to start like 5 minutes before the backup. So this way the machine will wake up and then it's awake for its backup. You can also get 3 months at half price by mentioning that you saw it on the Mike Tech Show. You want to check out Magnus Box's new Magnus Box One plan. It combines there are two plans into one, and it makes it easier for techs to sign up and get even more affordable rates for the service. This is your single source backup for anything that's happening online, for any workstation. Check out the demo. Go to magnusbox.com. Tonight's show, we have Microsoft 365 for Business, a couple traps I ran into last week that I had to quickly solve. And I literally spent Friday finding out how to solve this. And as I was making the notes, I said, boy, this is the lead off for the next show. We're going to talk about the continued rollout of Teams and Office 365 to multiple clients. I'm going to go over the options because they renamed everything. I have a link for comparing the Microsoft Office 365 business options. Yammer. What is Yammer? We're going to talk about that. Getting drivers for hardware that's not supposed to work with Windows 10. Well, I got a LifeCam camera, a VVX 6000 working under Windows 10, and it's not supposed to for a client. How about OS X 10.15 Catalina compatibility? I have a MacBook 2010 that says it's ineligible. Or is it? I have a link where you can install Catalina on some systems that they're not supposed to be able to. So we like that. Then Mac drivers for Windows and Zoom alternatives and some Teams info. And these are from emails. And then an Amazon, we're going to wrap up with a great Amazon question. So let's begin with the new default permissions when you set up Microsoft 365 for Business. They automatically invoke a horrible, horrible two-factor authentication that require. Now, I'm not against two-factor authentication, but I'm against it on initial setup where it's being forced down my throat, and you'll hear why. So we have a client, it's getting Office 365 for Business, and they want to have Teams rolled out. So as we sign them in to their account, it's asking for two-factor authentication right away. Only you can't enter a phone number unless you are a global admin. Well, we can't make their employees global admins. Huh. Wait until you hear this new default that's turned on by Microsoft. They want you to download the mobile app. Well, that would be great. Three of our users have flip phones. They're not smartphones. How is that going to happen? So I call SureWeb because I'm a partner and we're selling this through SureWeb for the Office 365 admin portal and for the deployment. And they review with me because they were getting crushed with the same problem. And a lot of you who've rolled out new accounts know exactly what I'm speaking of. Before you start rolling out the accounts, you have to go to the following. You have to click Admin Portal, then Azure Active Directory, then click Azure Active Directory again, then Properties, then Manage Security Defaults, and turn the button to No. Now, you can always turn this back on after you get everybody set up to where they can have a telephone for a text verification for two-factor authentication. Got no problem with that. It's more secure. I like that. But you can't force a mobile app on a client that only has an older flip phone. And yes, they don't need a mobile smartphone. They have a flip phone. I know it's 2020, but these are the cards that I'm dealt with, and I have to solve it. So knowing that you can go to Admin Portal, Azure Active Directory, Azure Active Directory, Properties, Manage Security Defaults, turn it to No, then you can get everybody at least initially connected. We have been continuously rolling out Teams, setting it up with the Office 365 as a couple clients are starting to use it. My son and I are using it more now for projects. One of the things that is confusing is the free versus paid for Teams. The last link for tonight is coming from an email recommendation that they have that link. So I have a couple really good Teams links and one explaining from Microsoft the COVID-19, what they're doing to Teams, increasing capability for the free version. So there's exciting things happening and things that you should know about Microsoft Teams. First link for tonight in the show notes is going to be comparing for Business Microsoft 365. They have Business Basic, which is formerly called Essentials. And this is for the $5 per user per month. Then you have the 365 Business Standard, which used to be called Business Premium. Well, why did Microsoft do this? What a pain in the neck. And that's $12.50 a month. Then you got Premium, which was formerly just Microsoft 365 Business, and that's $20 a month. And then you got Microsoft 365 Apps for Business. That's $8.25. This is a great checklist of what you get, the features that you don't get. Like, give you an example. On Business Basic, you don't get the desktop apps. You don't get tools to build and manage your business. You don't get advanced threat protection, and you don't get PC and mobile device management. On the Microsoft 365 Business Standard, they list everything that you get, and you get all of every single checkbox is checked for all the options that you get. So take a look at this. This is a good chart to help you recommend the proper Office 365 solution for your business. And they have all of them covered. And this is required just to understand. So you get an idea after you query your customer as to what they need and what they're looking to do, and make sure you understand their future needs. They may not need Teams today, but what if they really do down the road? Do they need the desktop apps? Something we learned with one of my clients where we split it, where four of the clients are remote and needed Teams, but really need it like the old essentials or what they're calling basic now. So they could use the $5 solution where everybody else, the other five, six people, needed the full $12.50 because these five, six users are only going to be in the field working on iPads. So they needed a different, but they can all be a different plan, but they can all be part of the same Microsoft Teams company and the different teams that they're going to be members of. So think about that and how each user is going to use the software and exactly what do they need. Something that was bothering me, what is Yammer? It's an app that you can add in with Teams. Now, when I tried to add it, did not allow me because I have the free version of Teams. So you have to have the business version of Teams. Yammer is an enterprise social networking service used for private communication within organizations. Access to a Yammer network is determined by a user's internet domain so that only individuals with approved email addresses may join their respective networks. So is social networking for organizations and their domain? I'd like to get into it, but I'd have to switch my son and I, our accounts, to Office 365 Business, which we're not. And I'm thinking about it, but I don't see Yammer for us right now, but it could be a feature. And if it is, and I'm going to have a link to Yammer, if it's something your clients need, that automatically changes their Teams plan that they're going to need. A week ago, a client desperately needed a webcam for immediate Zoom calls, and he couldn't get one delivered quick enough. And I said, I have a camera. It's an older Microsoft LifeCam VVX 6000, but it clearly states it does not work for Windows 10. And I tried it and it doesn't work. And I tried all the tricks. Well, I finally found someone on the internet that has taken the drivers, modified them to work in Windows 10. Easy instructions, easy zip file to download and test. I tested it. I got the camera working perfectly and tested it. I was like, this is it. And I sold that camera to my client and he's using it, loves it. And it's a camera that would have went into a junk pile or possibly thrown away because there was no drivers. I was able to salvage it. I was able to get it to work. Now, interesting, I've got a few clients that need cameras. And if they get delivered like they're supposed to, I have three really nice webcams coming in on Saturday, and they are all spoken for. I have a laptop coming in from Woot for tomorrow that we're modifying, and I have a client that's going to pick it up on Saturday. I have another client dropping off his workstation. He has a really nice high-end workstation, but it's so slow. He's got a very slow mechanical drive. He's got a Xeon processor, 32 gigs of RAM, but his bottleneck is the hard drive. I have a terabyte SSD sitting here. He's dropping that off. We're going to clone his drive, get him running real fast. And again, he can pick that up over the weekend. So we have a very distinct drop-off pickup procedure. You text us that you're on your way. You text us that you were in the driveway. You then meet us at the front door. We do not touch. We are in masks and gloves. They are in masks. We set down the computer or the equipment, whatever they want. At the front, they come. They pick it up. We see that they pick it up, wave, maybe chat for a second, and then they're on their way. So that's how we are dropping off, picking up equipment. And that's working well, and my clients don't mind that. And it's nice just to be able to see a couple of them and say hello, just chat for a minute, and we're good. So we got people coming tomorrow for that. And then I have a bunch of appointments. I have a few Mac appointments tomorrow. I have a client that's having trouble using LogMeIn to get to his Windows desktop, but he has an iMac. And his Chrome's no longer connecting. So I'm going to instant house call in. Now, I may have to use another product because we have trouble sometimes with instant house call. Corey knows this. And I'm just poking the bear, wanting more Mac options on instant house call. And I'll be able to do that. Then I got to connect again to another client who needs help moving videos from her phone to the iMac to then OneDrive for storage. So I'm going to teach her that remotely on how to do that. So as we speak about Macs, I have a Mac, my MacBook 2010. I would not trade that for any new MacBook. I love this. I have 8 gig of RAM. I have a Samsung 512 gig SSD. It's still got an optical slot. It's got an Ethernet port. It's got USB 2 ports. I love my MacBook Pro 2010. But Catalina, it's not supported. So I'm going to have a link for a list of compatible Macs for Catalina. My system's not on it. But then we're going to have one more link that this is my weekend project this week, if nothing else comes up. How to install Mac OS X Catalina on unsupported Macs. I will report back my success, hopefully success and not failure, on running this. I watched his video. I get it. I see what's being done. And I am going to download that and try it. You know, I don't like companies, and Apple's big on this, stopping and preventing upgrades just for the sake of stopping. The technical reasons aren't there, because if this guy could do it, why couldn't they? I understand. It's a different supported format for the drive. I get it. It's APFS. So some systems don't support that. I understand, but there's ways around that and to make it support it. So I am going to try Catalina on my MacBook 2010. Let's see what happens, and I will report back. I just want to do it for the sake of doing it, just to get it to the latest greatest. And especially because they say you can't, and that just motivates me more to want to do it. You will find that if you think you know me and you are backing me into a corner, I guarantee you, I will give you the exact opposite reaction than you're expecting since you think you know me. That's a little insight to my psyche. I'm not predictable when it comes to certain things. We have some emails and they're very fitting. So this first one is from Jason Miller. I installed Windows 10 on a MacBook, but not using Bootcamp. Well, Brigadier, download Bootcamp drivers without Bootcamp assistant. you can install Boot Camp drivers on a Mac that you loaded Windows 10 to install all the correct MacBook drivers inside Windows 10 so all the hardware works. You can use the above link if you already deleted the Mac OS, or use the Boot Camp Assistant if you still have the Mac OS. I don't have the Mac OS installed. This link is now going to be forwarded to my client. And for those few drivers that we couldn't get links to, that we couldn't get any drivers, he's going to get the drivers. I thought, this is amazing. What a great link to have. And I thank Jason Miller for sharing that. This is from Chris. Zoom alternative and thanks. Hi, Mike. I hope all is well. My name is Chris. I've been in the IT world for the last 5 years. Two of those, I've been in enterprise in a department of 90 staff at a university. Mainly, I do a lot of tier 1, 2, 3, and 3, as well as security compliance, mainly FISMA, HIPAA, FERPA, FINRA, and some PCI. Now, we got some acronyms there that I've never covered in the show. Since COVID-19, I have listened all the way back to 2017 Reflection Mike Tech Show, listening about all the hell that Windows 10 has given you with updates, Outlook issues, etc. Yes, I hate 2019. 2010 was my personal favorite. 2019 is sluggish for me too. I agree. Microsoft, Apple, Google, everyone needs to step up their vetting and testing. I knew back in 2014 when all those employees were laid off from the Windows test division, and this wasn't going to be good. Sure, it's more billable hours, but that's not how I want to make my money. Me too. He continues, even in enterprise, this is a common issue. Anyways, thank you for this show. I've only been around a month, but I have learned so much from listening to your backlog of shows, like the GPO on driver updates. Had no clue that that was in there. Regarding remote video conferencing tools, at this university, we have Office 365 E3. After speaking with our security office, we have learned that Microsoft Teams is FISMA compliant and that all we need to do is lock down the SharePoint site behind it, which by default for us, it already is. Teams for us has been super awesome. We also use Skype for Business. That's our VoIP solution. As we have an on-premises server, Microsoft has a free tier that is actually pretty good. I would be cautious about security in terms of compliance, but in terms of the Zoom bombing, I haven't heard anything come from Microsoft Teams side of things. Personally, one of our departments uses GoToWebinar, the sister app of GoToMeeting, and we are constantly being dropped or pixelated quality. I vetted this for a while on multiple laptops, and we have new access points. GoToWebinar always says that it's a problem on their end when we call. They fix it, and it stays all right for about 2 months. Then it comes back to bad quality. Rinse and repeat. Not saying they're bad for everyone, but that's just my experience. Zoom, along with everything else, works fine. Only GoToWebinar do we have bad connection issues. Here's a couple of links from Microsoft about their COVID-19 Teams response, as well as a link explaining Teams free plan. Take care. Keep up the good work. This is Chris. Chris, thank you for your email and especially the link that it's very confusing. Teams free versus Teams business. What is the difference? He has a really good link here explaining that. He also has a link of Microsoft's stance and the features that they're continuing free for 6 months because of COVID-19 and getting more companies and clients to be able to collaborate using the free version of Teams during this time. But what I'm wondering is, when do we got to pull the trigger and pay $5 per user per month for the business version of Teams, when it looks like I'm getting all of that right now just from the Office 365 standard? So I don't know. So we're going to dig deep into this, especially as I work with some clients on what they can do, what they can't do. Final email for the night, and this is from Greg, and it's really to Carrie and I. Thanks for all you guys do. I love both shows. I try and convince my wife to use your Amazon link to buy things. She buys more, but she thinks you guys might see the username password for these items she buys. Because stop right there. No, we don't. We just see an amount that was spent. We don't know who bought it. We don't have any information except the item and the price, and then the commission that we get. That's it. And the date that it shipped. There's no other personal information. I guarantee you, we do not see it. Please continue to use our link. He continues, you might want to make a statement saying you don't see anything bought or usernames and password. Everything is anonymous, and all you do is rake in the money. Thanks and stay safe. Craig, yes. And I think now we don't even see the item that's being bought. We just see an amount. And then we'll see maybe next month amount where it negated it because something was returned. We don't know what, but there was a return and it minused that sale. So that commission goes away. That's why they wait a few months before we get commission. So we don't get the commission. So anybody buying something right now in April 30th and May 1st, we're not going to see anything to the end of July on that purchase. And it's a very small percentage, but it adds up. We have tens of thousands of listeners. So as you buy, could everybody buy something for 10 cents, please? A dollar. You know, so now think of the big items that you purchase. They do cap, like on IT items, you know, they cap it at a small percentage, but it adds up and it makes a difference. And this is the best way you can support the Mike Tech Show, that you can support Tech Vets. And yes, there's going to be many more Tech Vets. Carrie Holzman and myself. And we appreciate this from the bottom of our hearts, your support in using that link. Also, Instant House Call. During this, the way we're, our whole economic and business, how we operate has now changed. And yes, some of it's going to return to normal, but not all of it. Since we've got a lot of people set up for remote access, what's going to change maybe on some of that? We're going to see more and more everybody embracing remote access, and that's where Instant House Call has the perfect solution. Not only for their main account for you, for the IT support, but also your ability to resell sub-accounts to your clients so they can connect back remotely to their workstation and perform their job. It's win-win-win for everybody. And during this time, this is the perfect thing. Magnus Box. This is where you back up everything. This is where you guarantee great backups online, set it, forget it, and just monitor and make money and protect your clients' data. Again, win-win-win for everybody. Fabs Auto Backup for Tech 7 Pro. Ugh, we use it all the time. Great utility where you got to transfer settings and data from one system, from one profile to another, one system to another. That's it. That's what you need. I want to thank everybody for staying subscribed, joining me tonight live, and hope to see you next Thursday. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.